I just wanted to thank you for that hike today. It was intense. And I've never seen anything like that. I've never seen a river that big. I've never seen so many pine trees like that in one place. Just, it looked like something out of a movie. Like, yeah, okay, you have to understand, I grew up in one of the biggest cities in the world, and densely populated, super densely populated, and, like, fireworks are really going off, huh? Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, thanks. The river. It's paved. Like, it's not like a river, you know? It's a river. It was one at one point, but now it's paved. So, and it's nothing like what I saw today. Nothing. I've never seen waterfalls like that. It's just insane. Insane. I definitely would not have made it if you were not there leading the way, because I am a city bitch. What can I say? That says it all. I mean, yeah, I hike, but not like national park type hikes like what we did today. My hikes are, you know, at least like, a fourth of what that was. And that's giving it too much credit. What? I do remember. It's crazy that we have been friends for so long, and we've been talking for so long over like the internet. And it's crazy that I'd never have met you if not for the internet. It's a crazy thing to think about. And a lot of people like kind of shit on it nowadays, you know, older people. But, well, yeah, it's because they never had anything like that. Like, I think it's a very valid form of making friends, you know, obviously we're here. I do remember the first time we talked. We spent maybe that whole day talking about your ex. No. I did not mind talking about your ex. I believe that that's a big part of the healing process, you know. Being able to articulate and put into words what you were feeling then and what you were feeling at that moment, you know, after it was all said and done. So I didn't mind one bit talking about your ex that whole day. For one, I think that I'm a pretty good listener. And for another thing, I think that it's a good thing to do. It's a good thing to talk and let those emotions out and not bottle them up inside, not keep our frustration inside, you know, because that leads to bigger problems, you know. It's good to talk out the trauma. I know you don't think of it as trauma or anything, but it was a big experience in your life, you know. And if you, obviously I'm not a doctor or anything, but I think that letting it out is a part of that process. So I don't want you to think that you were bothering me, because you weren't. I enjoy listening to what you have to say. Obviously, I enjoy listening to what you have to say because we've been friends for 3 years and here I am. So obviously, I enjoy listening to what you have to say. What do you keep looking at? Oh, my mouth is, it's kind of crooked. Yeah. My right lip, it kind of goes inside my mouth when I talk or when I smile, so that's why I smile close-mouthed in a lot of my pictures. That's nice of you. It's just a little hot in here. I'm not used to the heater being on like this, and I am not blushing. It's just hot. What are you doing? Okay, stop, 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 stop. No. I enjoyed that very much. I just, I'm a little shy. I've obviously thought about that happening, but now that it happened, it's just throwing me off a little bit. Like, I've pictured it happening, and I've thought about it happening a lot of times, but now it's actually happening. It's just, you know. Yes, you can kiss me again. Your hands are so big. I feel like they cover my whole face. I've been waiting to do that for a long time. Do you want to keep kissing me? Yeah, I guess that is a stupid fucking question. Your lips are so soft. No, your lips are just kind of cold against my neck. Yes, I'm okay. Yes, you can put your hands under my shirt. Just take it off. Just take it off. Just take my shirt off. Fuck it. Just take it off. Thank you. I've never really. It just feels weird to be so vulnerable. Don't laugh at me. Just kiss me. Come here. Come here. Come here. Your couch. So creaky. It's a good couch. Yes, you can zip my pants. I'm positive. Yes. Why don't I just do it for you? Oh my god. They're a little cold, but it's okay. Kiss me. Kiss me while you touch me, please. Yeah, they look big in the pictures, but they're pretty fucking big. Give me your finger. Just give me your finger. There you go. God, please put your fingers inside me. Please put your... Oh my god. Oh my god. Your fingers are so fucking big. You don't think I saw you staring at me? The whole time we were out, I saw you staring at me. I saw you staring at my tits so many times. I'll take it off. What are you waiting for? Yes, my bra. Take my bra off. Do you need help? Yeah, I think you got it too. Take it off. Ow! No, it's fine. It's fine. I can feel your hands shaking, so it's okay that you just snapped me with my bra strap. It's fine. Okay. Once was enough, thank you. Just take it off. Thank you. Look how hard you made my nipples. Please put your mouth on my nipples. I know you heard me. Please put your mouth on my nipples. Oh. Bite me. 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 Yes. Yes. Oh my god. Yes. Bite me a little harder. Tastes good. No. Don't take your mouth off my nipples. Don't take your mouth off my nipple. Just bite me while you have your fingers in me, please. Please. Oh. Oh my god. Oh. 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 Oh my god. Well, I mean, your hands are really big, so I should have figured your cock would be big too, but oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. I don't even know where to start. Just come here. I'm just trying to fix myself on this creaky couch. Can I put my mouth on your cock? Or are you gonna keep talking? I can take it, I promise. You don't stop unless I tell you to. Just put your cock in my mouth. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Fuck my throat. That's okay. Let me just have it in my mouth a little longer. God damn, your cock is so fucking big. I'm ready. Fuck, I've been thinking about this for years. Open my legs. There you go. Just. No, you're the one that's blushing. Just. Here. Let me just play with my clit with your head. Oh my god. Do you feel me? Do you feel me? Do you feel my entrance? Do you feel me? Oh god, yes, I feel you. Just right there. Just push yourself into me. Oh my god, your cock just up. I think I'm gonna come with you. Holy fuck, I think I'm gonna come all over that cock. Oh my god. Put your mouth on my bouncing tits while you fuck me. Yes, daddy, fuck me. Fuck. Fuck. I came so hard. I'm still. Are you okay? You're shaking. Come here. Put your head on my chest. There we go, baby. I'm still shaking. It's okay. Just put your head on my chest. There you go. Are you sure you're okay? Me too. So what? I've been thinking about that for a long time, and I don't mind that it was, I don't even think it was quick. So fucking what? I'm here for a few days. You can give me some more later. But for now, just put your head on my chest. Thank you for that. I needed that. I needed you.